Welcome to Eastern Sierra Now. I'm your host, Jesse Steele. Not a lot going on down here other than all this friggin' white stuff everywhere. That's supposed to be up in Mammoth. What is it doing in Bishop and Big Pine? I'm pretty sure we're all gonna die. My girlfriend at Tom's place just smacked herself in the forehead. Hey, when you've crashed a car in the snow and got cut in half by a snowplow, then you can talk to me about being scared of snow. Hey, what's in the news? Seriously, not a lot. Here's something really cool, though. Just before the holidays, the staff at Northern Inyo Healthcare District held a gift drive to benefit the patients of Bishop Care Center. More than 60 gifts were gathered, everything from warm jackets and sweatpants to cozy slipper socks and challenging puzzle books. After careful handling and wrapping, the gifts were delivered just in time for Santa's arrival. Northern Inyo Hospital District's Care Shuttle Program, sponsored by the Northern Inyo Hospital Foundation, delivered the gifts of goodwill right to BCC's front door. I bet that was a welcome sight for everybody and such a cool thing. Thank you everyone who participated in that, because the super nice to just bring a little holiday joy to those in need. There is a great picture that shows some of the nurses and drivers that were involved. If you'd like to see that, go to easternsierranow.com. Went out and got a video today, took some footage of driving through downtown Bishop in the beautiful falling snow. If you'd like to see that video, again, it's at easternsierranow.com. You can head over to our YouTube page. That's where it's posted, and that is under Eastern Sierra Now. Once you get there, do me a favor. Like the video or dislike the video. I don't care if you like it or not, but just subscribe. That's what I really need help with. The more subscribers I get, the quicker I can get to being monetized on YouTube. And if I get monetized on YouTube, this becomes a job, not a hobby. So that would be very awesome of you. Thank you for heading over there and doing that. You know, there's a little bell icon there, and some people don't understand what that means. You've always heard like, and you've always heard subscribe for multiple social media platforms. So what is that bell? So what the bell does is it informs you every single time a video is posted by that person. So a subscription makes you a part of their group, if you will, but you're not going to get an email every time there is a video posted. So in a situation like this, where maybe you want to see the local news that's being posted all the time and whatever videos you come up with, well, if you hit that bell icon, you're going to get a notification about it saying, hey, Jesse just posted this at Eastern Sierra Now, go check it out. So you can hit the bell icon or not. It makes it easier for you because you don't have to keep checking back and then forget about it and 6 months later realize you missed 50 things. So that's kind of what it's there for. So if you wouldn't mind heading over to YouTube and doing that, that'd be great. Thank you very much. Sometimes there's different things on YouTube. I usually tend to post everything from YouTube to the website pretty much every time. But you know what's different sometimes? Instagram. So sometimes Instagram will just repost stories from other people. Like for instance, today, some brilliant, can I say asshole on a podcast? I'm going to say it anyway. Some brilliant asshole decided they were going to cut holes in one of the new theater seats. So Holly and Larry posted online asking who was sitting in that seat and do you know, because they need to get in there and pay for that. That's ridiculous. Those people have poured blood, sweat, and tears into that theater in the last couple of years, right before quarantine. So imagine what that was like, going into a massive debt rebuilding something and then not being able to use your business. They have been going through a lot. My heart is with those guys, and that is one of my favorite places in the world, and I will gladly support them any time. So if you know who was the wonderful human being that decided to slice holes in the seats in the upstairs balcony to the right is what it said, give me a call. Let me know. Send me a info@easternsierranow.com and I'll tell you all about it. Otherwise, let Holly and Larry know, because come on, man. The Bishop Theater is like the heart of the town. Have some respect. Enough preaching. We'll move on from there. Point was, before I went on tangent, on Instagram, sometimes we'll just repost things. You might not necessarily see it on the news. So if you want to make sure you see everything in Instagram, go to Eastern Sierra Now. Follow us on that and make sure you are up to date with that. We have stories daily. We have posts most of the time daily if something big happens. We post videos. Reels is what they're called in there. We have an IGTV account, which is for longer videos. It is the way to go, and we lead all local news sources on Instagram. So, if you want the news on Instagram, it's going to go through us. It's going to be the easiest way to do it. So, head over there, check that out, and do that. We also have Spotify, as you know, because you're listening to this, possibly, if you're not listening to it on the website. But if you aren't, just by chance, you can go to Apple Podcasts, you can go to Google Podcasts, you can go to Spotify, or any of the podcatchers. You can even say the A word, A-L-E-X-A. I can't say it because there's one close to me and it'll freak out. Oh God, it can read! If you do that and you say, hey, play Eastern's Here Now podcast, it'll sign you up to there too. I just tried it. So, that's the best way to get your news. It's definitely Eastern Sierra Now. So, head over and do that. Get you signed up so you won't miss anything. And then the last thing is on EasternSierraNow.com. If you go to the right-hand side, there is a spot to put in your email address. All you got to do is type that bad boy in, hit subscribe, and you will get every story that comes out sent to you in an email. So that way, if it's something you want to know about, you aren't going to miss it. And if it's something you don't care about, you can just skip it. Throw it in the trash. Do whatever you're going to do. We're working on multiple new formats that will be out shortly. They're very exciting, and I really think this technology game is being pushed to the limit, and that's what we need to be doing instead of sticking to just the good old ways. We need the good old charm and the good old community and way of thinking about each other and your neighbor and helping each other out, not cutting holes in theater seats. But we at the same time need to move forward in technology and use the latest advances to make sure that we can keep each other in the know and communicating everything back and forth the way that it needs to be. So there's no miscommunication whatsoever. Did I mention there's a video of driving through Bishop? Go check it out. It's cool. I think you'd like it. Go. It's on multiple platforms on Facebook. I didn't even mention Facebook. You can like us on Facebook, by the way. Everything we post goes to Facebook. So if you're on the website, you're also going to see it on Facebook. But hey, sometimes people just like to go through Facebook and see things. So like us on there too. That'd be great. Thank you. We got a little snow report here from Mammoth Mountain. There's fresh snow alert. 9 to 13 inches and counting. That gives us, looks like 22 inches of fresh powder on the mountain. There's 16 lifts open and there's 79 trails open. Nice. So new snow is 9 to 13. Season snowfall is 202 to 271. And base depth right now is 107 to 178. Well, gosh, that's going to get us over the rocks finally. Let's hope this keeps going for a little while. We can build this up and have a long snow year. That'd be great. What do they have to say about it? It just won't stop. Mother Nature is helping us close out 2021 with a bang. With over 13 feet of fresh snow this month, the bottomless powder days have been an absolute blast. It looks like there will be a break in the storms just in time for the weekend, and we expect to open the entire mountain in the next few days. With a bluebird pow day upon us, there is a lot to look forward to. Couldn't agree with that more. Okay, I've been putting off this story for last because I don't want to do it. Good friend of mine passed away, and this is his obituary. Before I get into it, I would just like to say John Louth was an amazing human being and friend. I knew him through acting, through Playhouse 395 and local theater scene. He was so much fun to be around, such a funny guy, so charming, always up to be in the middle of anything. He's acted in movies that I've shot before. Not a complaint to the guy. Just shows up, does his job, has a fun time doing it. And one of those people that makes what you're doing fun. You look forward to being there when you see John. And now that that's not going to happen anymore, I'm kind of a little bit shaken up by it. That actually really sucks. He was an amazing human being, an amazing father and husband and friend. So all of you that knew John, please come on here and leave a good comment about him on EasternSierraNow.com or any of our social media platforms. He was a good human being. Rest in peace, my friend. John lived his life with the great understanding that love and passion should drive all forces we encounter. John had more love in his life than words can express, beginning with his wife of 37 years, Nancy Upham Louth. They were married in June of 1984 in the Bay Area, where they were both born and raised. Together, they raised their two sons, Danny and Sean, here in the Eastern Sierra. John's passions had no beginning nor end, but were a living stream of devotion and dedication. After getting his bachelor's at the University of Nevada, Reno, and his master's at Cal Poly, San Luis Obispo, John occupied his time with some passion-driven work, interspersed with some southbound trips to catch the surf in Mexico, backpacking the High Sierra, or chasing any snow-clad hill he could ski down. John focused his career on preserving and protecting one of the most sacred of living things, trees. With a career in the Forest Service spanning nearly 40 years, John did everything from fighting forest fires to protecting the ancient bristlecone pines and managing the forest they live in, as well as the visitor center that thousands from around the world visit every year to learn about the ancient trees. John spent his time away from work traveling the globe with his wife, good friends, and sometimes his kids, finding sparkling destinations such as Italy and France, or pursuing wild adventures in Nepal, Kenya, and Costa Rica. John's passion for travel and limitless desire to help others was his avenue to spread his warmth and give love and charity to all that had the blessing of his encounter. Back home in Bishop, when John was not on a hike identifying every single wildflower, coaching t-ball, or tutoring students in math, he would often be seen speaking at or hosting an assortment of charitable events, fighting for environmental protection, or seeking rights and justice for all human beings. He gave much of his time and money to support local businesses and always believed in the little guy trying to make it. You could catch him on any given summer evening sporting his beloved San Francisco Giants gear and gazing out to ponder at the astonishing performance that is the night sky. If you were lucky enough to follow local community theater, you would also know that John had an affinity for song and dance, accompanied by a charm that was rivaled by few. John will forever be in the gentle breeze that pirouettes with the trees, flowing with the cold mountain waters that cascade to the valley floor, in the twinkle of the stars, and most of all of our hearts. A celebration of life will be held later in the spring. To honor John, please plant a tree on or around his March 31st birthday. You can also make a donation to Friends of the Inyo, any favorite environmental or social justice organization, or the Eastern Sierra Cancer Alliance. You know, a lot of people have been in plays and things like that over the years, and, you know, much love to all of them. They're always welcome with our crazy group. But one thing I loved about John is you can always trust him on stage. So if I'm acting opposite him, which I did many, many times, one in particular was he had to fill in for the lead role in Hello Dolly, the lead male role, and I had to fill in for the lead younger male role. There was a lot of fill-ins that needed to happen in that play. We both came in at the last minute and had to learn the parts with minimal amount of time. I think I had one day, and I think he had, you know, a week. But I knew that I could trust that he was going to say his lines. I knew that I could trust he was going to be funny when he said his lines. And if I tried to pull something, which I'm known to do, that is going to be a joke that maybe is a little unscripted or something that I'm going to get killed for later, he was right there to back me up and make it happen and understand it. And that was a gift that I was always super excited to have John working with me on. No matter what, he was a strong singer, and whenever I felt like I was off, I could listen to him and find my spot. And he did an amazing job. So in one play, we were brothers, and that was always an amazing memory for me, and I look back on that very fondly. So here's to you, brother. On that note, this has been Eastern Sierra Now. This is Jesse Steele, signing off.